The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Oh my goodness, we've got so much to talk about this week. First, let me just say that tonight's show is dedicated to entrepreneurs everywhere, especially who are in need of learning about a brand new way of networking. Dr. Jim Albino is with us tonight, and he's the LOA business coach, and you're going to find the information that he has for you tonight to be fascinating. And then we have some exciting news about our upcoming Jack Canfield event and our brand new website, and of course some delicious new information about the Law of Attraction. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and have a nice cool glass of water with a little bit of lemon in it. We'll be right back right after these messages.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. Hey, if you ever go into Facebook, check out our Law of Attraction Radio Network Facebook page. Come and like us and participate in all of the wonderful discussions taking place. I have so much fun there. And you know what? Every single post has so much thought-provoking ideas that it just gets me thinking. And it's coming from all over the world. It's wonderful. So stop by, like us, and get involved. It's a great experience. And please stop by and visit our brand new website at LOA Radio Network. This is the place where you can listen to your favorite host and all their past shows, or you can listen to our 24/7 broadcast. It's also where you can always find new ways to listen to our shows through Stitcher mobile app or through our own mobile apps or TuneIn or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Come and visit us and let us know what you think. I think it's rather unique. I like it a lot. It's different anyway. Well, I've got to tell you about our upcoming event because I'm getting so excited. It's so wonderful. It's called The Field of Abundance, The Science Behind the Law of Attraction. The date is October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And the location is at the historic and magical Queen Mary Ship and Hotel in Long Beach, California. We are set up in a beautiful ballroom, and you can even get a beautiful hotel room right there and never leave the ship the entire weekend. The Queen Mary is permanently docked right on the water, and it has four incredible award-winning restaurants on board, too. So you don't have to leave the entire weekend. It's like going on a cruise, but without any waves. So we have the three-hour workshop with Mr. Jack Canfield talking all about success, where you are and where you want to be. And guess what? HeartMath is once again sponsoring our event. And Mr. Howard Martin is once again speaking. You know, Howard got a standing ovation at the Palm Springs event, and it was incredible. It was absolutely brilliant. You should have seen people. We just couldn't stop clapping. We also have Harvard-trained and practicing Buddhist Dr. Cynthia Thack, MD, speaking, as well as Dr. David Che, author of the book Total Law of Attraction. And we can't forget our own LOA business coach, Dr. Jim Alvino, along with our neuroscientist, Shante Jovan Taylor, both PhDs and speaking. And finally, we have our international humanitarian futurist and United Nations speaker, Parisha Taylor, and she's going to be talking to us all about the future. It's going to be brilliant. Finally, you are going to get the information that has been accepted by science, proven by science. Tips, techniques, and scientific data to finally take the foo-foo out of the law of attraction. Tickets are now on sale. So go to loaevent.com, buy the tickets, and come to this incredible event. We also have all the information where you can call to book your rooms because we've got a group rate. Now, for those of you who want a roommate, all you have to do is send an email to staff@loaradionetwork.com and let the universe do its magic. You know, I got another email from Neil Donald Walsh, and I thought it was so appropriate that I wanted to share it with you. Quote, "On this day of your life, I believe God wants you to know that you must invest 3% of your income in your self-development in order to guarantee your future. Brian Tracy said that, and he was right. I know you really want to take that class or that seminar or that spiritual growth retreat, but you think you can't afford it. The truth may be that you can't afford not to. Try following your highest impulse. Your mind rarely invites you to explore things that are worthless, and your soul never does." Unquote. And again, that's by Neil Donald Walsh. I just love these. Well, I am so honored that Law of Attraction Radio Network is bringing you an event where we can give you the self-development in order to guarantee your future. So take advantage of it. Join us. And I can promise you that this is just going to be the best event that you've ever attended. There is something else I received from Conscious Evolution, and wow, I thought it was so powerful, I just had to bring it on. It reads, "You can say that the Dalai Lama is a pretty interesting guy. After all, his stance on extraterrestrial life is quite interesting. During an interview with the Dalai Lama, he was asked what surprises him the most, and his response was quite mind-altering. Quote, "Man surprised me most about humanity because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he's so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die. And then dies having never really lived." Unquote. Pretty striking and powerful stuff if you really take it in. Sure, it's easy to listen to this quote and move on to another page or video or do something else. But if you truly take the time to let this sink into your conscious mind for a few minutes, the true meaning and profoundness of what he's saying will kick in. Hey, that's what I mean. The universe is always speaking to you. But are you listening? Here's another golden nugget that I thought was very special, and a good friend sent it to me. I thought it was brilliant. It's called Imagination. Quote, It was the French doctor Emile Cohn who first declared that the imagination is a much stronger force than willpower, and that when the imagination and will are in conflict, the imagination always wins out. When the mental picture is repeated sufficiently, the imagination has no choice but to accept it and bring it to pass. No matter how unlikely the mental picture appears to be the reasoning power of the will. Unquote. Wow, I think they're talking about the law of attraction. It's so true. Well, now let's talk to my good friend, Dr. Jim Albino, the LOA business coach. Jim Albino is founder and president of Monetize Your Niche, Inc. and Advanced Law of Attraction Training Institute, a business consulting firm dedicated to helping entrepreneurs pursue their passion for profit. Jim is known for his success in helping companies of all sizes get into action and create an LOA culture in the workplace. This is so important, and this is what I love about Jim. In this capacity, Jim has worked with major insurance companies, real estate offices, high-end resorts and hotels, and the entertainment industry, and many other venues to help goal setting, increasing sales, and attracting ideal clients and relationships. He is the author of a great book called Explorer's Guide to the Law of Attraction, and I got to tell you, it's excellent. You can also hear Jim on Law of Attraction Radio Network every day of the week, where he provides some powerful business information that is shifting the way people do business. It's the new business paradigm. Jim's got some brand new information that I thought you would want to hear, so let's bring him on. Welcome back, Jim, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It's great to talk to you again.
Jules, me too. You know, it's been, a few weeks? We haven't seen each other since Palm Springs. Or talk to each other.
I know, and we had so much fun there, didn't we?
Oh, God, it was great. I had so much fun on stage. You know, I love to be on stage. I love stage time. And whenever I'm doing my coaching with other clients and students, I say, ask for stage time, ask for stage time. And interestingly, I brought on as clients two friends of yours. I think you do cruises with them, Tatiana and Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from Miami. And they'll be here. They're coming here on the 10th and 11th of June to do some work with me, the one day that they purchased at the event. And guess what? They're going, Tatiana is taking Bruno to Palm Springs afterwards for a little bit, a little bit of holiday, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and they're going through the real hot times in Palm Springs, but God bless them.
Yeah. Well, they love it. They love it. I mean, they're from Miami. They're both, I guess, from Brazil.
Yes.
So they don't care about the heat.
Oh, they're just so wonderful. But I could see where they would be really excited about what you offer your clients. So it's just like a match made in heaven. I was so glad to hear that.
It really was. You know, when Tatiana came up to me, she said, you know, we're very interested in Law of Attraction, and we're looking for a business coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what a synchronicity of consciousness, right?
Yeah.
How amazing is that, that my brand on LOA Radio Network, as well as other things that I do, is your LOA business coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a perfect match. Match made in heaven, as they say.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, so you've got this new product coming out. It's called NEURS, NEURS.
Exactly.
And I really want to talk about that because it's really based for entrepreneurs.
That's right.
But tell me, why did you name it NEURS?
Well, it's actually not my product. It's a product I'm participating in as a founding member. And NEURS is the last several letters of entrepreneurs. So you're right to describe it as for entrepreneurs, and so NEURS for short.
That's so cute. I wouldn't have guessed that. That is really cute.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
So tell me about this. What is it like? It has to do with client attraction and what?
Well, that's Jules. That's my intention. Nures is an incredible platform, marketing, educational, product development platform, networking platform. It's like if you can think of LinkedIn and maybe Google Hangout on steroids. That's what Nures would be like. And it's perfect for me. You know, I'm always a believer that technology really is an extension. Well, it's an extension of the senses, mm-hmm. but it's an extension of our power to attract. And, of course, in this case, I'm talking about, you're right, client attraction, how to attract your ideal client. And in my client attraction model, there are two sides of it. One component is clearly the energetic side that you and I are very interested in, the synchronicity of consciousness, the law of attraction, law of observation, as I call it. Mm-hmm. But the other side is the market, what I call the market-driven side. Namely, we do have to know how to market. We do have to know how to be strategic, how to envision, how to do visualization. And NURS is a new concept that can help us with the market-driven side of client attraction. And one of the key ways that I intend to use it, and I think that your listeners can use it, is by, how to, first of all, using it to identify their ideal client. On this platform, if any of your listeners have available courses that they market to others, if they want to pitch their service to any other entrepreneurs, this is an ideal platform to do it. You get to create a profile, actually multiple profiles here, so that people can see what you're about. And really, unlike the power of this technology, it's not really social media, but the power of this technology over most social media is, in social media, we're basically advised you don't pitch. You build relationships, right? You build rapport, you build relationships. That's all good. But any sales, any business that takes place is kind of indirect. It's almost behind the scenes. You wouldn't go on LinkedIn and say, hey, I've got this amazing widget that I just created. It's only $29.95. Go to my website and buy it. You wouldn't do that on any social media site.
Right.
Whereas here, as a part of the market-driven client attraction model, I can sell directly if I like. I can make connections, as I do in my coaching anyway, from client to client. I can build rapport. I can do the networking. I can create a course. I can take a course. I can create an offer. I can create a proposal. All of these things. And once again, what you and I like to do, Jules, is we like to make sure that we have that energetic law of attraction component in there. And this becomes a way for us, this becomes a way for me to sort of structure that ideal client attraction in just one more way.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. So give us some basics here. Because I know, personally, I know how brilliant you are. I know about your brilliant book, which everyone knows that I recommend your book more than probably any other book.
And I appreciate that.
And it's called, by the way, Explorer's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And it's great. What should we do in order to brand? What should we do? We should be a part of this network. But before we get to this network, don't we have to know what we're doing? Don't we already have to have a brand? Don't we already have to know what kind of client we're trying to attract?
Absolutely. That would be very, very helpful. You know, more than helpful. It's critical. Lots of times when I'm teaching in front of groups, as we did in Palm Springs, I'll ask people if they know their ideal client. And let's just say in a group of 100, make the math simple, maybe 3 to 6 people raise their hand that they know who their ideal client is. And my next question is, okay, who are the rest of you marketing to? I mean, how are you able to attract anybody? How are you able to attract business if you don't even know the properties of your ideal client? So that's one of the things in which I teach. And absolutely, if let's start with your service, whatever your service is, whatever your product is, who purchases that? Who are you trying to market to? Who is your ideal client? What are the demographics? What are the psychographics? So unless you know that, you really can't attract anybody. The analogy I use is this. You want to be rich? Well, I don't want to be rich. I'm not so sure about money. Oh, I like money. No, gee, I'm really, maybe money's evil. You know, all of these things, the reason I use money is many people have a money story running in their background that is just self-sabotaging them.
Oh, yeah.
So with something like that, you must be very clear in putting your intention and desire out to the universe, or you'll get muddle. You'll get nothing. You can't put out a yes and a no and expect to get anything. It's the same thing with an ideal client. Who is he or she? And if you don't know, you're not going to get any. The things that you'll start to attract will be people who may or may not be your ideal client. They may or may not really want your product, be able to pay for your product. There are all kinds of ways to engage the market-driven side, but absolutely, who is my ideal client? Define him. If you have a client base, look there first. What 20% of my client base, my database, is yielding 80% of my income?
Really?
Look at those people. What do they have in common? What are their characteristics? Now you can begin to create an avatar. You can begin to create an ideal client and engage both the market-driven technology such as NURS and also the energetic technology such as law of attraction to put out there energetically who we desire to come into what I call our energy circle.
So when you go into NURS and you become a member, you would go with the specific intention of already knowing who your client is so that you're able to identify them faster?
Yes. Now, that would be one way to look at it. Another way is this. NURS offers a variety of courses that other entrepreneurs are offering.
Really?
So you can, by the way, you can join NURS free of charge, and decide to upgrade later. And that means that you can become a service provider offering your services or products. You can join as an entrepreneur, which means you can take advantage of these courses that enhance your business savvy. So let's say I'm an entrepreneur I'm a wannabe entrepreneur. I want to do something. I want to work for myself. I've got some ideas. I don't know what to do. You can still benefit from joining NURS on the entrepreneurial side and take some of the courses, connect with some of the other entrepreneurs, or connect with people like me who will be making business course offers as well as law of attraction course offers, and learn as you go. And absolutely, unequivocally, the most important thing in a business is knowing who your ideal client is. If you start there, the rest begins to fall into place.
Okay, and then let's talk about the law of attraction, because you still have to do the seminars. You still have to know what you're resonating with in order to attract that to you. You can't go in there. There's so many people that I know just say, I'm just going to use the law of attraction and I'm just going to visualize. But it's like if you don't have that basic knowledge underneath, how do you know what even to look for? How do you know that you are going to be attracting that which is intended for you?
Well, it's exactly right, Jules. Lots of times people, too, they put out an intention, and it's very vague, or it's amorphous, or it's really big, and they stop there.
Right.
They put out the intention, you know, I want to be a multimillionaire. Okay, wonderful, great. God bless you. I hope you make it.
Yeah.
But then what? So,
And then they come back and say, well, I didn't get to be a multimillionaire.
And what did you do? and law of attraction doesn't work, we'll say. Law of attraction doesn't work. And I think, I have to be honest with you, I'm not going to name names, but I think that some of the issues are that our industry, our field, or our space, so to speak, is fraught with quick fixes. Or the promise of quick fixes.
Yes.
You know, a superficial formula, 1, 2, 3, boom, you're done, don't worry about it, everything will fall your way, and it just doesn't work. And then instead of seeking a deeper knowledge, or a deeper knowledge of law of attraction, a deeper law of attraction approach, as I try to present with getting to the fundamentals of neuroscience and quantum physics and even spirituality, instead of going deeper, they'll say, oh, this doesn't work. I tried the simple formula for 4 weeks. You know, I wished for this. I wished for that. I got none of it. This is BS, you know. Mm-hmm. And you and I know it's not BS, and I could not achieve the results I achieve with companies like Hilton and McDonald's if I were going in with BS.
Right.
But I'm going in, what you and I have to help people understand is that there's a science underneath it all. But if you don't tap the science, if you don't understand the science, then it could fail for you, and you're going to make the erroneous judgment that law of attraction is BS.
That is such a great point. That is so important to understand. And we can follow the guidelines, but you said it, the science underneath it, how the brain works. What is it that you put it all into science? We've got to take the foo-foo away from law of attraction, because it's just not about using your imagination. That's a whole big thing, and that's what I love about this program, because you are showing people how they can go forward with building a business with the proper education and using law of attraction. This is very, very important.
It's critically important, and I couldn't agree more with you that we have to take it out of the foo-foo into the science. It doesn't have to be real hard science. Many people are not interested, but should be knowledgeable about the fundamentals of the science that's working underneath, so they can tap into those principles.
Well said. I agree. It doesn't have to be hard science, but, you know, there is all of this science now coming to the forefront that's talking about the consciousness, that's talking about the energy field, that's talking about the hologram that we are embedding our desires into, but it's more about scientific. And once our eyes are open enough to see these opportunities flow to us, then we can grasp them and run with them. But if we don't know the basics, we can't.
Exactly.
Our eyes are closed.
Our eyes are closed, exactly, and the world that our eyes give us does not exist when our eyes are closed. So it's the same thing with our energy. It's the same thing with our beliefs and so forth. We have to open up, you know, open up your eyes, open up your beliefs, open up your energy, and see the amazing thing, Jules, from my vantage point, is there's opportunity everywhere. Everywhere there's opportunity, but we have to open our eyes to it.
Right. So let's just go back to the basics again. What are some of the features that can help us attract the ideal client? What is it that we could do? I mean, we have to feel them energetically. We have to. What do we have to do?
Sure, sure. Well, one of the things. Again, I'll answer briefly on both sides of the equation. The market driven side first, and then the energetic side. And the market driven side is, first we have to start with, if we do have a business already, and if we do have a client base, we have to start there. Who are they? Do we want them? Is this actually a client that we want? Is our product and service matched to the client we seem to have? Or do I have a host of undesirables. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means I get a lot of bad checks. I get a lot of returns. I get a lot of customers who don't appreciate me. I get a lot of nonsense in my business. And as long as we understand that we are responsible for this, at some level we are, not at some level, at fundamental levels, deep levels, we are attracting it. We're attracting it energetically, and we're attracting it with the application of the wrong business principles, or we are misapplying our business principles, or we are ignorant of business principles. So we attract into our circle what I'll call undesirables. So the first thing on the business side is, who do you have now? Who do you want? Where is the gap, and where do I look for people that congregate? Where do the people I want congregate? And of course, at that point, Jules, we get into marketing and lead generation and building relational capital and all of that stuff. Then, once we are reasonably clear, we have our brand. What our brand means, our brand essentially means what is our promise to the marketplace, and what does the marketplace acknowledge about us. I mean, your brand, for example, is very clear, very, very, very well defined when it comes to Law of Attraction Radio Network. Right? There's just no mistaking it. That's your brand. That's beautiful. It's how you, a brand is how you differentiate yourself in the marketplace. Well, you're the one. You've got the monopoly. It's beautiful. You're the one. So two critical questions to ask oneself when creating a brand, and yours, you're right there, is the first question is, how easy is it to imitate me? It ain't too easy to imitate you, Jules. You've got this huge network, right, where you've built this thing over years. You build it up to a magnificent network and a magnificent business. And then the second question is, would they think of me first, second, or not at all? Well, when you're thinking, obviously, of Law of Attraction, you're thinking of Law of Attraction Network Radio or a huge Law of Attraction network, they're going to think of you first. So you have two of the three questions nailed, and you would have the third question is simply, why should anybody buy or invest in me? And I know you can give very good reasons for that. So that's the branding piece. That's the market-driven piece. Then the energetic piece. The energetic piece, what can we do? We can learn to we've got our ideal client. We can learn to visualize in the right way. We can learn the fundamentals, some fundamentals of neuroscience, understand that the ultimate good outcome of visualization is we are literally making physical changes to our brain. We are burning new neural networks into our brain, and we are helping our brain configure the new reality that we want. So the key with visualization, or one of the important keys with visualization, is consistency. I can't visualize my ideal client, or I can't visualize my fortune once every other week. That's not going to make the changes in the brain that I want to make. So it's consistency. It's a couple times a day. It's being specific. In fact, just visualizing, let's call it fortune, is too vague. What do I want? 4 million, 10 million, whatever it is I want, 2 billion, whatever it is I want. To visualize it, once again, I'm focusing on the money, because one of the main ways that entrepreneurs evaluate their own success is with their pocketbook.
Right.
So with their bank account, right? So visualize and be specific. That's number one. Second way is when I tap into the field of quantum physics, and we must learn to meditate. We must learn what it means to incubate and allow our solutions, allow our visions, allow our creativity to bubble forth to the surface. And the important thing here is, when I talk about meditation, I'm not proselytizing a certain religious viewpoint, because all religions have a meditative component. Mm-hmm. But what we must do in order to really create our world in the image we want, we have to penetrate the veil of our ego type or types. Mm-hmm. Because if you're coming from your ego, and nothing but your ego, you're only going to get what your ego allows you to get. It's like a horse with blinders on. Mm-hmm. You can only see straight ahead. I can only see, you know, if I can only see this version of Jim Alvino, then I'm only going to get what this version of Jim Alvino has gotten in the past. Okay. And the ego's main duty is to protect its turf. So I want to go deeper. I want to open up to other possibilities of myself where I get beyond my ego boundaries. And when I can get there and I can create my affirmations and declarations and do so with that real positive feeling and energy and belief, 100% belief, I'm at the place where I'm going to create. And there is a law of gestation. It does take time. And I think, Jules, that's another reason why some of our friends who quit and call it foo-foo or think it's superficial, it takes time for things to manifest.
Right, it does.
It simply does. I mean, that's the way the world works. The way the universe is configured. So those are a couple things. And then I go even deeper with the spirituality. I'm very deliberately spiritual in applying all of this, all of law of attraction.
So let me ask you, what about do you stop people from actually being your clients? You don't accept everyone. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And I'll tell you the truth. I find that I'm becoming less and less tolerant of whom I'm lumping together as the undesirables, the non-ideal client. Now, here's something else that's very important for your listeners to understand, lest they quit applying law of attraction or say it doesn't work, and even worse, say it's hurting them. And that's this. You're absolutely right. There's some clients that they're not worth the trouble. They're not worth chasing the money. They're not going to be appreciative. They're going to be a pain in the butt. I don't want that kind of client. Now, as we get clearer and clearer, very interestingly, as we get clearer and clearer to whom we really desire, those people that we don't desire, our non-ideal clients, they will start falling off. They will start falling away.
True.
Okay. Now, here's the rub on that. If they have been contributing to your income, you may see a period of time where your income declines in transition as you are attracting more and more of your ideal client. That's why some people will stop and they say, this stuff doesn't work. I'm losing money. I'm not making more money. I'm losing money. The truth is they're in an energetic transition. They're in a shift. And as those ideal clients leave you and take some of their income with them, it's going to open up the space for the more abundant ideal client that you really desire.
Wow.
So it's patience, it's law of gestation, and it's absolute belief. You know, absolute belief.
And trusting, because everything's got to happen for a reason.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. I find that with myself as well. I do turn down people from hypnosis sessions. I do. I just feel that if I can't help them, if I can't get through to them, then I might as well just save them money and my time.
That's exactly right, because it's just going to drain you.
Yeah.
You're going to hate to work with them.
Exactly. So why take advantage of that situation? I'm not going to do it for money. I'd rather do it to be of service. And I know that's how you are as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How can we serve? And some people, in terms of their current journey on this earth plane, aren't ready for what you have to offer, and they will simply detract from you what you can offer others who are ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very powerful. Really good information. What other things can we learn from NERS? Besides, we could basically go in there and develop a whole new set of friends.
Oh, a whole new set of friends. A whole new curriculum, if you're so inclined. A whole new program development, product development platform. Absolutely. It's freewheeling. It's really a new frontier here.
And you know what's so neat is because you are not only making friends, but you're making like-minded friends. These people have the same interests. So anybody that you meet and you get to know, you're going to be able to help each other. It's really the ideal situation, isn't it?
It's totally ideal. People are joining NEWRS actually by the thousands, maybe tens of thousands. It's really quite incredible. Vast majority are entrepreneurs at one stage or another of their business. Some of us are further along, and we have signed up, so to speak, as providers. As I say, and I'll give you the URL. You can sign up for free, but you also will have an opportunity at some point, if you desire, and only if you desire, to upgrade to a provider if you think you have something to offer others, or an entrepreneur for someone who wants to receive from others, or both.
Wow, that sounds interesting. So being a provider, so if we want to provide explain that in more detail.
Sure. Basically, if you have an offering, for example, my offer in Palm Springs was a full day coaching with me and a few add-ons. So I could, if I desired, create something like that, or the same offer for that matter, and put it out there on this platform and say, hey, I'm your law of attraction business coach. In fact, that's the first profile, Jules, that I created was the LOA business coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say, this is who I am. I combine, over 2,500, pushing 3,000 hours of coaching with real people all over the world, and I have expertise in law of attraction. And my unique value proposition is I can offer you both in a combined program in my client attraction model, where I offer the market-driven solutions to your issues as well as the law of attraction issues. So I could pitch that, Jules. I could do the exact same thing if I wanted. The one day that I offered at Palm Springs, I could do it on yours.
Wow.
I could do it on yours, and I could do my law of attraction certification program on yours. Okay,
so,
I could sign up, or you could sign up more people to the network, for example.
Wow, that's what we need to get the word out, that all of these law of attraction people, the ones that we see on Google Plus and LinkedIn and everywhere, they need to know about this.
They need to know about this, and I think you're right, because this has some of the same features as Google Hangout, and it's a little bit more focused, you know, than LinkedIn. And as I mentioned before with social media, it's a little bit more direct. If I want to connect with you and say, hey, Jules, I have this great program, it's only going to cost you XYZ, are you interested? I can do that without, you know, having somebody slap me for pitching a proposal, you know, because I happen to be on a social media site.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. So talk to us about the other side of it, too. We're just talking about
providers.
Providers.
Yeah.
What about the other side of it?
Well, the other side of it is you can take advantage of whatever courses there are on yours. For example, right now I'm looking at my dashboard and I'm seeing that there are 58 new courses that have been offered.
Are these recorded so that we can take them at any time, or what?
That's a good point. I'm just clicking on join courses. I've got some money-making courses. I've got some variety of training. Here's people who, if you want to learn a little bit more high-tech stuff, like how to use the cloud, things like that. Here's one, take control of your health. And so it's really all over the place with regard to course content. So, and of course there's a search field. So I can click on the little magnifying glass and search for what I want. And right now there are 58. Remember, the official launch is June 7th in Miami. It's up and running now. It's live now, but the official launch is June 7th. This thing is beginning to explode. There are going to be all kinds of courses on here to take. So an entrepreneur or a budding entrepreneur, wannabe entrepreneur, can take advantage of the courses and the opportunities. There are opportunities offered. So let's say I wanted to offer a law of attraction training opportunity as part of my franchise model, franchise prototype. And I certify you under my brand and my certification to go out and teach other people law of attraction, to hold law of attraction events, workshops, whatever you want to do. I could offer that here as well.
Wow.
So there are opportunities that entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs could take advantage of.
My
really
goodness.
Quite powerful.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to join.
Well, let me tell you how to do that, may I?
Yes.
You can join for free. Now, yours is, it is, just like some of our other well-known programs that you and I love so much, one of which, of course, is Natalie's, and her mind movie program. NURS does offer an affiliate opportunity.
Uh-huh.
It is absolutely unequivocally not multi-level marketing. But you can also, if you desire, and only if you desire, participate in the affiliate marketing piece or not. You absolutely don't have to. So I want to give you my link, which means that if you sign up, you'll sign up under me. Once again, it's free, and if you desire to upgrade, you may upgrade. But this is, so everybody get your pens ready, and I'll go slow, and I'll repeat it twice.
And I will put it onto my website as
oh,
well.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
So when they listen, they can just go to my show page.
They can go to your show page.
And Jim, don't you have it up on your show page?
It's up on my show page, too.
Okay, good.
It's up on my show page, too. So here we go.
Uh-huh.
It's http://.
Uh-huh.
James Alvino, JamesAlv as in Victor, INO,
mm-hmm.
.NURS, NEURS, .net, /L/ the letters EN. Let me do it one more time. http://. JamesAlvino.NURS, that's plural, NEURS, plural, .net, /L/EN. It's free to sign up. I welcome you to do it. Email. Oh, and may I do that, Jules? Okay, great. So two things I want to offer you if you sign up, and I will know that you sign up, and I will have your email address. I will send you free of charge my report, 6 Fundamental Truths for Making the Law of Attraction Work for You. And I had such a great interview with Amit Goswami on the radio network. Amit is one of the stars. He's a star. How do you say this? He's a star theoretical physicist, if that's not an oxymoron. Okay? And he calls himself a quantum activist. I tell everybody it was a brilliant interview. The brilliant part was Amit Goswami. And what I've done is I've taken that interview, I've taken that MP3, which you can go up on Law of Attraction Radio Network, my show page, and listen to it. But I've taken it and I've had it transcribed. So I will also send you that. I'll send you my free report, 6 Fundamental Truths. I'll send you the transcription of the Amit Goswami interview. It's just so wonderful. And
it really is a fabulous interview. I heard about it all the way from Pakistan.
Oh, there you go.
People were talking about this incredible scientific information. They just couldn't get enough of it. It was a brilliant interview.
I had a wonderful time with Amit, and we were talking about subjects that I used to study, and in fact I ran a creative problem solving a national program many years ago. We talked about his book, Quantum Creativity, and he's so brilliant, but B, he's so down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he can talk about what he talks about in layman's terms. And I think it's attributed to Einstein that if you can't explain what you're doing to others in lay terms, in simple terms, then you don't know it. You don't understand it.
That is so true. So science has got to come down to our level.
Yeah, well,
so that they can explain it so that we understand.
Yeah, and Amit is great at that. I mean, he's one of the great physicists of our time, and he also makes things completely understandable.
Give us just a taste of what he said that really surprised you in that interview.
Well, one of the things that, it caught me off guard a little bit. He has in his book a protocol, I guess it's a contemplation meditation protocol. And he got to a point where I said to him, I'm reading your book, Amit, and it kind of took a turn, this sequence that you kind of took a turn, because all of a sudden he starts talking about, it probably isn't all of a sudden, I just need to go back and read the book again, but he talks about these universal archetypes, the hero, the sage, and he talks about, I guess what Plato talked about and Aristotle talked about, universal verities, truth, justice, beauty, all of these things that are really cross-cultural, although they take different manifestations in different cultures. And the reason it took a turn for me, I was expecting Amit Goswami to give me Indian or Hindu imagery. I was thinking about Arjuna the warrior.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about, you know, Krishna, Lord Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, you know, in Western literature, Odysseus takes his journey, you know, and then eventually returns home. Well, so does Rama in the Ramayana, and I thought he was going to he leaves the kingdom and spends 14 years, I think it's 14 years, wandering around trying to rescue basically his wife. And he finally does, and he's a great hero, and he destroys all the demons. Anyway, I was expecting those images, and instead he referred to Jungian archetypes.
Really?
Freudian, but Jungian archetypes, and he just basically said, "Look, it's all the same." Because I said to him, I was expecting something different, and he talked about how these are really cross-cultural archetypes, and I think that were probably even Jung's concepts were derived from Plato, because Amit referred to Plato. I mean, you're talking about Greek philosophy here, a Western philosophy, not Eastern. And I think they just hold a special place in his heart. And maybe at some level he thought or thinks that we can relate more to those archetypes, which perhaps are not as esoteric as some of the others.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's brilliant. Well, that's good, because he is getting his message across. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I love him. I want to do more with him. He has a center called the Center for Quantum Activism.
Wow.
And you mentioned early in the show, Jules, that, you know, we want to get more science into, mm-hmm. and his goal is to create what he calls a science within consciousness, that the science that measures things, the outside science of the world we're all used to perceiving, is the one that closes us off from the deepest parts of ourselves, where we can, in fact, attract and create the life we want.
Wow. That is very, very wonderful. I love that. I've got this thing about science anyway, but oh my goodness, you just put it all into proper perspective for me.
When you're reading someone like him or you're listening to someone like him, you begin to love what you might once have thought was beyond your reach. And all of a sudden you say, wow, this stuff's fascinating. I love it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's actually helping the human race to evolve. And that's what's more important about everything about this.
Exactly right.
Yeah, very good. Well, Mr. Alvino.
Well, it's
LOA Business Coach. This has been so much fun. I want to remind everyone to go to the NERS and go to my show page where you can find the address. Go to Jim Alvino's where you can find the address. And all you have to do really is just put Jim or Jim Alvino onto the search engine, and he's going to pop up, and he's got that link that you can go directly to NERS. I highly recommend it. I'm going to be in there, so I hope to meet some of you.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Jules.
Yep, I will be there. I just think this is fantastic. I need to get in sync, and this is the place to do it.
All right. Fantastic. I love it. This has been wonderful. I really enjoyed it, Jules. Thank you so much.
I enjoy you, and you're just a blessing for this network, and I really, really appreciate everything that you're doing. So keep up the good work, Jim.
I absolutely will. Thanks, Jules.
All right.
You too.
You know what I like about this program is that it's free. You can go in there, sign up, and you can decide if you want to go further or not. This is really, really good. You test it out first, see what you want to do, and then go for it. That's the way it should be. I appreciate that. So anyway, we are done with the show this week. I can't thank you enough for coming and listening. Please go to loaevent.com. Check out all of the topics that people are going to be speaking on. Check out the hotel. We got some great pictures on there. And just check out everything. And then come and see us on Facebook at Law of Attraction Radio Network. So, until next week, have a great one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com and have a great week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.